New South Wales have the upper hand after 2 days of their last round Sheffield Shield match against Western Australia. Both sides were on 26 points heading into the contest, with South Australia also on that number, and Queensland just four further back. The Warriors are bundled out for only 82 on day one after electing to bat, as Josh Hazlewood and Doug Bollinger each took four wickets. Ashton Turner and Jason Berendorf were the only men to reach double figures. Of Ash and Agar then kept the New South Wales lead down to just 104 by taking 5 to 74, as the Blues were bowled out for 186 in reply. Steve Smith's top score for number 3 was a determined 48. A brace of wickets apiece for Bollinger and Sean Abbott has left the visitors on 138 for 5 in their second innings, a lead of only 34 runs, as they fell away badly from 101 for 1. Tasmania looked like denying South Australia a spot in the final. They recovered from 16 for 2 to close on 507 for 8. That was after dismissing the Redbacks for 212 on the first day in Hobart. Jackson Bird had starred then, reducing him to 13 for 3, while they rallied slightly thanks to an off 83 from Andrew McDonald, unbeaten 46 from Trent Lawford. Bird ended with 6 for 50. Ed Cowan and Evan Gulvis both have centuries in the Tigers' reply. Cowan added 175 with Ben Dunk, who made 72 for the third wicket. All-rounder Gulbison has shared 190 for the seventh wicket with skipper Tim Payne, and went on to reach three figures for the first time in his first-class career. He ended day two, not out 156 of 181 balls. And Queensland's strong start for their match against Victoria means that a Bulls-Blues final looks less likely at the moment. James Hopes took 6 for 40, and Luke Feldman 3 for 38, as the Bush Rangers were all out for 210 on day one, in spite of half-centuries from David Hussey and John Hastings. Queensland closed the day on 285 for 5, as Joe Burns hit a fluent 71, and Chris Lynn Peter Forrest added 132 for the fourth wicket. Lynn fell to John Holland for 55, but Forrest reached up on 88, alongside Hopes on 22. Opening nine, Mudden hit an unbeaten century, as Sweeney Northern Gas Pipelines closed day one of their President's Trophy final against United Bank on 226 for 3 in Moulton. Nyman added 64 with fellow opener Tafik Umar, and unbroken 95 with skipper Misbol Haque for the fourth wicket, what was a slow scoring day. The pair ended not out 117 off 297 balls and 42 off 110 respectively. Atif McBull took 2 for 39 and 21 overs for United Bank after they had asked Swee Gas to bat. Matabeleland Tuskers completed their first win in Zimbabwe's Logan Cup over Mashonaland Eagles inside 3 days in Bulawayo. Tawanda Mupawera and Steve Chimhamhuyeva each took 5 wicket hauls, as Eagles were bowled out for just 82, in reply to Tuskers' hardly substantial 143. Godwin Wamir then hit a valuable 52 in the Tuskers' second innings, as they made only 131, thanks to Brighton Magocci taking 5 for 32. That left Eagles needing 193, and they made a promising start, as Kaya Zondo and Mark McMoylan added 52 for the second wicket, taken to 85 for 1. Having Mupawera triggered a collapse, ending with career best figures of 7 for 42, giving match figures of 12 for 73, as they were all out for 140. Mountaineers lead by 242 runs, closing on 219 for 6 with a day to go against Midwest Rhinos. Overseas pro Mark Bertini was unbeaten on 65, helped the hosts build on their slender 23-1 first innings lead that had been earned by bowling Rhinos out for 236. Stephen Trenchard top score with 77 from number 3, as Tatenda Mpunga took 5 for 65. Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago recorded 3-day wins in the second batch of matches in West Indies regional 4-day competition. Guyana collapsed from 92 without loss in reply to Barbados' modest 184, to be all out for 140. Solomon Ben took 5 for 26. Devendra Bishu then kept Guyana in the contest by taking 5 for 71, to help dismiss Barbados for 186 in their second innings, thus leaving the host needing 231 in the fourth innings. They collapsed to be bowled out for just 91, as Carlos Brathwaite took 4 for 35, and spinners Ashley Nurse and Ben shared 5 other wickets. Trinidad and Tobago were hardly tested by Windward Islands. Jason Mohammed top score in their modest first innings 222, as DeLorne Johnson and Alston Bob shared 9 wickets. However, that proved enough for a 3-figure first innings lead, as 20-year-old left-arm spinner Akhil Hussain took 6 for 33. Hussain was added again in the Windward Islands second dig, as a Darren Briver half-century left him needing 311. They could muster just 124, despite a determined 55 from Devon Smith, as the Saint took his match haul to 11 for 67. Jamaica took almost all the 4 days to record a tense 3-wicket win over Leeward Islands. They needed to score 151 in the final session, but lost regular wickets, as Gavin Tonga, Kelbert Walters and Anthony Martin each took twice. Carlton Ball, Dave Bernard and Jamie Merchant, though, all played key roles at the end, the former two adding 49 for the 7th wicket in a little over 6 overs. Earlier, Kieran Powell, Nito Willis and Hayden Walsh had all 4 not far short of hitting centuries in Leeward Islands' first innings, 322. However, John Campbell reached 3 figures for the first time in his career, as Jamaica earned a 29-run lead. He then helped to wrap up the Leeward Islands' second innings with 4 quick wickets, to Powell and Devon Thomas, and again almost reached 3 figures. They were all out for 246, to set up the thrilling final session. In India, the Vijay Hazare Trophy semi-final lineup for Friday is as follows. Jharkhand will play Karnataka, with Bengal then taking on Railways. Robin Utap and Karan Nair both hit centuries, with Vinay Kumar hitting 5 for 85, as Karnataka tried by 27 runs in their quarter-final over Gujarat. Bengal, meanwhile, east past Tamil Nadu in a low-scoring match. Mohammad Shami and Ashok Dinda shared 7 wickets, as Tamil Nadu were dismissed for 90, to being set 168. Rahul Shuffler took 5 for 61, as Jharkhand beat Surat by 25 runs, to Kumar Diabrat to rescue their innings with a knock of 84. And Maheshwar Watt hit a runnable 108, to lead Railways to a huge win over Punjab. And in the latest round of matches in New Zealand's Ford Trophy, there was a comfortable win for Central Districts over Auckland, while Canterbury and Northern Districts recorded closer wins over Otago and Wellington, respectively.